Hi, this is Gary Entz for WXPR's Northwoods Moment in History. During the Prohibition era of the 1920s and early 1930s, the Northwoods saw plenty of infamous gangsters pass through the region. Al Capone, Babyface Nelson, and John Dillinger are just a few of the recognizable underworld personalities that came to the region either for relaxation or for a convenient hideaway. In fact, the Northwoods got such a reputation as a haven for gangsters that even seasoned residents started seeing every suspicious-looking visitor as a potential gangster. In early August 1931, a fancily dressed man, accompanied by an attractive woman and a chow dog, pulled into Eagle River in an ivory-colored Auburn automobile. This was not an everyday sight in Eagle River, so suspicious residents notified the Chicago police. As it turns out, the man was Robert Carney, who was wanted in Chicago for a series of robberies. He was arrested and turned over to Chicago authorities. Reports such as the one out of Eagle River put people on edge, and on Thursday, August 13, 1931, the residents of Merrill thought that a gangster had stumbled into their midst. At 2:30 a.m., a young man who looked like a gangster walked slowly up to the front desk of Merrill's Holy Cross Hospital. He was bleeding from three gashes across his scalp. One ran from his forehead down to his neck, another was a deep crosswise cut across his skull, and a third was a wide gash that laid open the right side of his scalp. The man looked as if he had been in a knife fight. As his wounds were treated, the doctor asked for his name and an explanation of what had happened. The only response the man would give was a curt, "None of your business. You see what there is to do, and you'll get paid for it. That's enough." As the doctor removed the man's blood-soaked clothing, he discovered a money belt. When he touched it, the young man snapped, "Leave it alone." 43 stitches later, the doctor stepped out to see how the man had gotten to the hospital. All he saw was a trail of blood leading to the parking area. Someone had driven the man up, dumped him, and taken off again. The situation was suspicious enough to call in Deputy Sheriff George LaCourte. LaCourte discovered that the young man was not a gangster, or at least not of the Chicago gangland variety. The young man was from Iowa. He and five of his friends had boosted a car the night before and were out on a cross-country joyride. On the highway between Wausau and Merrill, they ran the car into the ditch and the young man went through the windshield. They pushed the car out of the ditch, drove into Merrill, dumped their injured friend, and drove off so as not to be busted themselves. The sheriff let the man go. He paid his bills, called for a ride, and disappeared into anonymity. I'm Gary Entz, and this has been a WXPR Northwoods Moment in History.